Come.
Welcome back to Glasgow High School. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Kirk and online at centralmoinfo.com. We just saw a Fayette winner in the girls' consolation bracket against Slater. And coming up, we'll have the boys' consolation bracket. West Strand and New Franklin playing each other. They are warming up on the Glasgow High School gym right now. And we want to thank a couple more of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Exchange Bank of Missouri, with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ray Carroll County Grain Growers of Slater. Marceline, R5 School District of Marceline. Howard Electric, serving Howard County and portions of northern Boone County, southern Randolph County, and southeastern Sheraton County. Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina and Cairo. Airlink Wireless of Salisbury, covering Sheraton, Howard, Saline, and Carroll counties. Olda Monument LLC of Marceline, Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, and Slater School District of Slater. West Strand comes into this one having lost their opening game to Fayette and then losing to Glasgow as well. And New Franklin, comes in having lost to Cairo in the opening on Wednesday, and then beating Marceline yesterday. We'll have your starters and a lot more coming up. Again, we've got game two of six coming up next on 99.9 The Captain, or online at centralmoinfo.com. I'll be with Eric Duick next to me as well for this game coming up. West Strand and New Franklin, the boys' consolation game in the Glasgow tournament. All next here on Regional Radio.
Olda Monument of Marceline is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving the Marceline and surrounding area. When it's time to order a monument, stop by Olda Monument and let Amy E. Wigman show you their wide selection of monuments and memorials. Perhaps you need a special memorial, a marker, or a vase. Olda Monument can design a memorial for any occasion. Olda Monument is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or after hours and on Saturdays by appointment. Olda Monument, a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers and Lady Tigers.
A billy goat from Failing Small Engine in Salisbury can help cut your fall yard and landscaping projects down to size. Yes, you heard right. I said billy goats. We also have several special offers on steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and lots more. Stop in today and see how Failing Small Engine can help with your fall yard and landscaping projects.
And yes, they really do rent billy goats. Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
Ray Carroll County Grain Growers of Slater is a full-service co-op offering seed, fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical, as well as providing custom application soil testing and crop input recommendations. Their facility has a state-of-the-art elevator with a 3.3 million bushel holding capacity. In addition, they carry an array of livestock feed and health products. They also have a 24-hour fuel service and fuel and propane delivery service staff to help their customers. They look forward to continuing and expanding their commitment to providing quality products and service to their members.
Right now at Moberly Napa, check out the biggest holiday sale ever. Single folding aluminum ram for $59.99. 26-piece screwdriver set with stand for $17.99. Battery charger and maintainer for $39.99. $8.99 for a box of 100 nitrile gloves or mechanics wear gloves for $17.99 a pair. Porter Cable oil-free pancake compressor for $129.99. Biggest holiday sale ever for your car, truck, or van. Napa Auto Parts in Moberly. Get the good stuff.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Slater Schools know today's young people have a lot on their minds. Between managing school, family, and friends, it can be difficult for anyone. Slater students have their priorities set and manage their time very well. Keep up the good work, Slater students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Slater Schools are proud of their student-athletes and encourage all students, families, and the community to show their Wildcat pride.
MFA Agri Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, Do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
Welcome back to Glasgow High School. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Kirk. We're online at centralmoinfo.com. We're getting set for the boys' consolation game between Westrand and New Franklin. Again, New Franklin losing to Cairo its first game and then beating Marceline, and Westrand losing to Fayette and then getting here by way of losing or beating, Glasgow. Starters for both of these teams. On Westrand, you'll have Seth Berry, David Dale, Trey Burton, Caleb Nagel, and rounding it out will be Carter Koenig. On New Franklin's side, a good New Franklin showing. Tyler Perkins, Jackson Dorson, Carter Bailey, Gavin Bishop, and rounding them out will be the senior Colby Anson. So those are your five for both of these teams as we get set for the boys' consolation game here on Regional Radio on Kirk or online at centralmoinfo.com. Westrand in their green uniforms and white lettering, black trim, Westrand across the chest, and New Franklin in their white uniforms, blue lettering, black trim, and Bulldogs written across the chest. A blue stripe down the side of their jerseys and shorts as well. Westrand wins the tip, and the Hornets moving left to right on your radio dial here to start this boys' consolation game. Up top is Dale. The ball moves around the perimeter. Dale between the rings, off to the right to Burton. Burton's kind of been the offensive focal point for this Westrand team early on. Koenig back out to Dale, stops at the free throw line, left block Koenig, kicks it out, Burton in the corner, cross court pass, it goes to Berry on the right wing. Berry trying to make a move on Carter Bailey, instead kicks it back out to Burton, and Westrand will reset the offense with Burton between the rings. Angles over to the left wing, maintaining a belt high dribble up top to Dale. Dale circles right, hands it off to Berry in the right wing. Berry will drive baseline underneath the basket, dumps it off to Nagel, nowhere to go for him. Decides to get it right back out to Dale. Dale attacks, stops and pops from five too hard, and New Franklin will have their first possession of this one. 55 seconds into quarter number one. Right to left go the Bulldogs. Up top is Gavin Bishop. He'll circle the perimeter. Top of the key he goes. Right side to Anson. Now he swings it over to Perkins. Perkins stops at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Dorson. Now it goes left side to Bailey. Bailey circling and attacking, kicking it to the right wing to Bishop. His three-point shot hard. Offensive rebound. He gets it. Underneath the basket he goes. Dumps it down underneath for Anson. His layup missed. He gets his own rebound, and he's fouled. First team foul going against Westrand. This will be on the ground. They'll call this one on Dale. That'll be his first. And inbound under their own basket for New Franklin. Inbound goes to Bailey. He triggers a three. That one's high off the rim. And an offensive rebound far side goes to Perkins. Another offensive possession for New Franklin. He drives and kicks. Left corner three from Bishop on the way. Circles home. And Bishop gets the scoring started in this game with an early tray. 6:20 remaining in the first. New Franklin up 3-0. Westrand moving left to right. Burton left wing gets a screen off to the right. Dumps it down to Nagel. Nagel in the right block, he goes up, layup through traffic off the window and in. Nice move there by the sophomore to bring Westrand back to within one. 3-2, 2 minutes here into the first quarter. Attacking is Bailey, and he gets the ball poked out of bounds on the baseline. It'll remain with New Franklin. Game number 2 of 6 today from the Glasgow Tournament on Regional Radio. New Franklin inbounding under their own basket. Out to Perkins. His three. No. Dale with the rebound for Westrand. Long outlet out to Berry. Wide open. Breakaway layup. Right side up and in. And Westrand now has the one-point lead. 4-3. 5:44 remaining in the first. Bishop left wing attacks, and he's bumped and fouled. This will be on Burton, the second team foul on Westrand. Burton's first. And a baseline inbound for New Franklin under their own basket. Dorson, the trigger man, looking, and decides to get it back up top to Bailey. Bailey bounces it left wing for Bishop. Bishop through a double team, circles the perimeter to his right, hands it off to Anson, now back to Bailey on the right wing. Bailey attacks, stops at the free throw line, loses control of the ball, but gets it back high right wing. Up top to Dorson, left side to Perkins on the wing. Terminating the dribble left wing, nowhere to go. Up top back to Anson. Good defense here by Westrand with 5:15 to go in the first. Attacking is Bishop into a double team. Left corner back to Bailey. Bailey with Dale on him, circling to his right. Attacks to the free throw line, kicks it back out. New Franklin trying to find a perfect shot. Attacking baseline is Perkins. He's bumped and fouled. And he'll be going to the free throw line after hitting the layup as well for an and one. 5-4, New Franklin back on top. 3 minutes here into the first. First free throw up and in. They'll call this foul on Carter Koenig. Team's third, his first. And Westrand down two after Perkins hits his and one free throw. 6-4, New Franklin's lead with 4:52 remaining in the first quarter. Dale left wing off a screen to the right. Attacks, free throw line, kicks to Barry in the corner. He pumps, takes a step in, long two on the way. Off the rim, no. Anson the board for New Franklin. Bulldogs charging the other way, right to left. Bailey with a left wing. Gets a screen, dribbles off right side, terminating at the elbow and kicking it back out. Into the corner it goes to Perkins in the right side. Bouncing to Anson on the give and go. Right block layup short. He gets his own rebound. A whistle. This may be a jump ball. Indeed it is. And the possession arrow favors New Franklin. Substitutions. First one of the game. Kobe Koontz checking in. We didn't see him opening day on Tuesday. He was injured in practice over the weekend last weekend, but he seems to be okay. So his first action of the day today as New Franklin inbounds and they have a new possession. Bishop attacks, stops the free throw line, kicks it to Bailey in the right corner. Bailey jabs and dribbles off left side, crossover back to the right. He's got Dale on him, tight defense in the right corner, trying to shake him. He does, trying to bounce it for Anson as he cuts in. Anson loses it, and Westrand grabs it and gets fouled. Dale had the steal. He got fouled by Anson. That'll be the first team foul on New Franklin, and they'll give this one actually to Carter Bailey. And Bailey will take a seat on the bench. We'll see Tyson Dowell for the Bulldogs. 4 minutes to go in quarter number one, 6-4. New Franklin's lead, Westrand ball left to right. Dale left corner, gets it poked away and gets it back. Back out to Dale between the rings, directing traffic. Gets a Koontz screen and he ignores it. Dribble handoff. It goes, this time newly checked in, Trayton Black. Pass inside Koontz, layup high off the window, puts it home. Nice move, Kobe Koontz in the paint. Ties it up at six. New Franklin right to left attacking. Quickly is Perkins. His layup rolls off the rim and Koontz with the rebound for Westrand. 3:25 remaining in the first. All knotted up at six in this boys' consolation game from the Glasgow tournament. The 88th Glasgow tournament. Dale crossover move, driving baseline, kicking it back out left wing for Burton. Burton attacks. A floater from five in the lane. No, off to the left hand. New Franklin the rebound. Into the hands of Bishop. He's pushing the pace. Zooms in right side. Layup. No foul. Yes. Free throws on the way for Gavin Bishop. This will be the fourth team foul on Westrand. And the first on Kobe Koontz. With 3:01 remaining. First free throw missed. Creighton Gallatin coming in for Anson. Bishop shooting his second. And he sinks that one. 1-for-2 from the charity stripe to put New Franklin up 7-6. 3 minutes remaining in the opening frame. Slow dribble across midcourt is Burton as he swings it right side to Dale. Ball above his head, back up to Black between the rings. Back to Dale on the right wing. Man-to-man New Franklin defense. Koontz with it back out to Dale. He'll attack right of the lane. Stops from five. Pops from five. In and out. No. And New Franklin the board. And they'll push the pace with Perkins leading the charge. Left side, it goes to Bishop, attacks, and he's stopped by Burton. Now returns to the left block, and there's a whistle and a foul. Foul called on Burton. And that'll be the junior second. And checking back in for New Franklin, Carter Bailey. And Bailey will get Jackson Dorson. Dole the inbounder out to Bishop. And it's missed by three. Might have been tipped. And Westrand comes up with a Barry in transition left to right. Down 7-6 with 2:20 remaining here in the first. Dale left pocket. He shoots a three. That one's short off front iron. Rebound New Franklin. Bailey with the board. He'll push it across midcourt. Left side Dowell. Dowell gets a screen. He curls to the right side in the free throw line. Dumps it underneath for Gallatin. He loses it. And Westrand gets the steal and a whistle. And timeout called by Coach Chris Sander. He wants to talk things over with his Westrand team with 2:03 to go. Westrand down 7-6 to New Franklin in this boys' consolation game. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with more here on Kirk.
D&L Trenching of Huntsville has proudly served the area for over 30 years. Danny and the guys will analyze every project and determine the most efficient method for the job. No need to worry. They have all the equipment to complete the work you need, whether it's backhoeing or bulldozing services for your lagoons, ponds, septic systems, water and sewer lines, even your driveways, yards, and more. They are now offering septic tank pumping services. Call the professionals at 660-651-6925 for quality work at a fair price. D&L Trenching of Huntsville, they dig what you're saying.
Back here at the Glasgow Tournament, 2:03 remaining in the first. New Franklin up 7-6 on Westrand. Want to welcome Eric Dewitt back to the booth. As Seth Berry across midcourt for Westrand, going left to right for the Hornets. Inside, Dale turns in the lane, stops from five. He puts it up. Nice right-handed layup from David Dale to put Westrand ahead 8-7. First 2 points of the day for the junior. New Franklin moving right to left. Bailey dribble handoff Perkins, circling right, bouncing it right corner for Bishop. His three short. Berry with a board for Westrand. He has a 3-on-2. He slows it down. Between the rings for Berry. Behind the back, attacks the rim, and right of the lane, he's bumped and fouled. And this will be the second team foul on New Franklin with 88 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
And that is a valid blocking foul, but again, I think they're definitely not really letting them play through the minor contacts, and that's something the players will have to adjust to. It definitely means you can't be quite as physical as you might otherwise be.
Berry inbounds it to Dale. Nice up and under move, and he gets fouled. And we'll see David Dale to the free throw line. The junior 2 points already today, two of his team's eight. This will be the fourth team foul on New Franklin. As Dale at the line for two, the righty, first free throw up and in. Wearing long black leg sleeves, black shoes, white socks over those leg sleeves. They called this foul on Colby Anson, his first, and that will be the team's third, in fact. And Dale hits both, 10-7. Westrand's largest lead of the game. And they're coming with some full-court press. New Franklin able to break it as Perkins across midcourt in the lane. Bounces it left block for Dowell. His layup, no, but the foul, yes. 1:15 remaining here in the first, and we'll see free throws from the sophomore Tyson Dowell. Foul called on Kobe Koontz, his second, team sixth. His first free throw, nothing but net. So back and forth, New Franklin had a quick start, but Westrand able to reel them in and come back to take the lead, as we'll see Braden Bain checking in for the first time today on the side of Westrand. Second free throw from Dowell up and in, he hits both. And it's back to a one-point lead for the Hornets. 1:14 remaining in the first. Westrand with it left to right up one. As Berry crosses midcourt, no rush for the Westrand junior. Angles off left wing, back up top. It goes to Dale. He corrals it, swings it right corner for Nagel. Nagel up top, back to Berry. Man, it's a 1-3-1 zone from New Franklin. Inside it goes to Dale, right of the lane. He fades and fires from short, and he misses long. And New Franklin with the board, down one.
That was the type of shot you'd see late in the shot clock, kind of forced it a bit.
Inside it goes. Hanson, easy layup there by the senior, and he puts New Franklin up one with his first 2 points of the day. 11-10 now, New Franklin's lead, 35 seconds remaining. Into the right corner, Bain for Westrand. He'll dribble and fire it back up top to Barry. He takes a long three, no, ball tipped around, back into the hands of New Franklin, a whistle and a foul. And another one of those iffy calls there as New Franklin seemed to have possession. This one, I think, will be called on Trayton Black. He got a hand in there, and that'll be Westrand's seventh. And we're shooting 1-1 on the New Franklin side for the rest of the half.
And just as I was thinking that Barry almost looks to facilitate too much at times, he puts up that tough contested shot. But he did have some good spin on it, just couldn't get it to go.
Free throw bouncing around, in and out for Dorson, and Westrand the rebound. Black with it with 20 seconds to go. Out to Nagel. Trudging across midcourt to Bain between the rings. 15 to go. Westrand down 11-10. Here in the first quarter, Dale back up top. Barry, 10 to go. Dale right side, Nagel right corner. 7-6-5. Nagel fires from three way too hard off the window. And the rebound tracked down by Perkins. He'll fire three-quarter shot at the buzzer. That was close. Hit the back rim and fell to the left. So we'll go to quarter number two. Westrand down 11-10. New Franklin with the lead through one. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Kirkin, CentralMoInfo.com.
The shot is up, swoosh, nothing but net. You want to eat somewhere who supports the Fayette Falcons as much as you do? Stop by Mittman's Main Street Pub of Fayette and see what Laramie and the crew has cooking up for you. The bar is open later with select menu items. And don't forget to book Mittman's for your holiday and Christmas parties. Check out and like Mittman's Main Street Pub's Facebook page to get updates on specials after home games, as well as their weekend dinner specials. Go Falcons and Lady Falcons.
Coming up on Co-op Powerhouse.
Now check out these caulked windows and air ducts in the basement. Seal.
Tight.
Yeah. Finally, the hallway. This is where the magic happens. Programmable thermostat knows when to raise the temp.
Or when to drop it.
That's how our electric co-op helped turn our home
into a powerhouse.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Time to start quarter number two here from the Glasgow Tournament of the Boys Consolation Game. Ben Wittenstein, Eric Duick with you on Regional Radio, 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. 11-10 is New Franklin's lead as Westrand has it inside Koenig. He tries to put up a shot. He missed it, but an offensive rebound. Westrand, Bain now attacks. He loses the ball, and New Franklin comes up with it for their first possession of the second quarter. Bailey, an erratic pass down low, out of the reach of Dorson, out of bounds on the baseline. Westrand will get this ball back. But, Eric, we're seeing, again, kind of what we saw from the girls' consolation, a bit of sloppy play early on. And we call it the Saturday morning issues from both of these teams, a little earlier than a lot of them are used to playing, as Dale fires from the free throw line and knocks it down. Nice hanging shot by David Dale. He now has six. He leads all scorers and puts Westrand up 12-11, 45 seconds into quarter number two.
He's got a nice mix of length and athleticism, really gets the job done. I think he could be a good asset as the year goes on, and certainly next season as a veteran.
Attacking is Bishop, and he hands it right back off to Bailey. Back to Bishop, left wing, gets a screen, ignores it, goes off to the left. Attacks baseline into a double team, left block, and kicks it back out to Dowell. Dowell circles and hands it off to Bailey. Bailey jabs right, dribbles left. Circling, now attacking in the paint. Floater from five, in and out. No, ball tipped around into the hands of the tallest guy in the court, David Dale. Westrand gets it back up 12-11 with 6:40 remaining here in the second. Walking it across midcourt with a right-hand belt-high dribble. Hands it off to the elbow to Koenig. Back to Dale. He'll circle behind the back, dribble in the paint. Stops and kicks it out to Barry.
I'd like to see Barry get north-south and attack a bit more from the gridiron. We know he's got a wealth of athleticism. You can see it in transition. I'd like to see him look to score just a bit more at times for this team to maximize its ability.
Westrand almost throws it away. Bain gets it back out to Dale on the right wing. Sidesteps and was looking for Bain in the paint. Miscommunication stolen by New Franklin.
Yeah, Bain left the spot just before Dale passed that ball.
First really miscommunication all day we've seen from either team. As New Franklin has it down one, 12-11 with 6 minutes remaining in the first half.
They had a cutter wide open there, just missed it. Bishop circles and attacks, now in the paint. And a whistle and an offensive foul. New Franklin with 3 team fouls, Westrand with 7 team fouls. And I think this was actually just a turnover by New Franklin. They called a travel, I believe, as Bain checks out. Burton back in for Westrand. Burton has yet to score, but certainly one of the people on this Westrand offense that they rely on for the scoring with the loss of Avery Hammond from last year. They lost some height as well with the loss of the 6'3 Hammond. 5:45 remaining in the second. 12-11 Westrand lead. Westrand's ball left to right, and they give it up. Steal by Bishop. One-on-one. He goes up, and he puts it home. An easy layup off the window. 13-12, New Franklin back ahead by one. Burton will walk it across midcourt. Angles left side. Dribble handoff. Barry left wing. And he'll circle to the right. Bouncing it right of the lane for Dale, and he loses it. On the breakaway is Bailey behind the back. Dribbleberry takes it away from Westrand. For Westrand, excuse me. A pass inside, lasered in, taken away by Perkins. Lots of turnovers here. Perkins one on two, right block layup in, and the foul. Tyler Perkins with 5 going to the line to try to make it 6. Puts New Franklin up 3, 15-12 with 5:07 remaining in the second. Yeah, Barry turned that over on one end, committed the foul on the other end. I thought he was trying to make a deliberate effort not to commit the foul there and just get in the way, and they still called it on him for trying to interfere with the land as Perkins misses the free throw. First foul on Barry of the day, team's 8th. Every foul Westrand commits for the rest of the half, which is now under 5 minutes, will be free throws for New Franklin. Burton high left wing, passes it to the right wing to Barry. He has a screen from Dale off to the left. He takes it now between the rings. Now left side for Black. Gets a Koenig screen, nowhere to go. Tipton taken away by Bailey. And a whistle and a foul on Black as he tried to corral it away after the steal. And we'll be going to the free throw line for a 1-1. Clock stops at 4:40. Kobe Koontz checking back in. Koontz with 2 points. The sophomore probably will play a pretty pivotal role for this Westrand team this year as well. First free throw of a 1-1, knocks it down for Bailey, so he'll get a second. Puts New Franklin up 16-12. That's Bailey's first point of the day. Second free throw in, but a whistle pre-shot. Lane violation being called on Anson. So the free throw won't count. Westrand will get the ball back with 4:40 remaining in the half. Down 16-12. As Ross Dobson, the New Franklin head coach, wants an explanation possibly or a substitution.
He wants them to discuss. I mean, you can't really discuss a violation. It's either a violation or it's not. I'm not sure what there is to discuss.
And they're going to count it.
He says, that's my fault. We're just reading his lips from up here. He says, that's my fault, and they count it. That's a little unusual. I actually haven't seen that before.
So they'll count the free throw, give Bailey 2, and make it 17-12, New Franklin. Interesting. They originally called that free throw no good because of what looked like a lane violation. But now they put that point back on the board. So Westrand has it left to right, down 5. Dale with it, top of the key. Right side, Barry. He attacks, loses it, ball on the ground, and picking up by New Franklin.
And Barry might have stepped on a foot. He's hobbled getting back, but now trying to shake it out.
Dale almost picks it off, and Barry does for Westrand, and another foul. As in the air was Dowell, and he got checked by Dale. He looks to be in some pain.
He's having some trouble there, kind of grabbing himself in the midsection waist area a bit.
Now he's trying to get the wind knocked out of him.
David Dale with a good sign of sportsmanship, though, tried to help him up. He was actually seeing if he could leave the game, but now he realizes, oh, I'm the free throw shooter. I gotta shake this off.
So free throw up and free throw in by Dowell. Impressive showing after 20 seconds ago, looking like he'd have to step out of the game. 18-12, New Franklin's lead. And second shot up and in, 19-12, Dowell with 4. Dale will bring the ball up for the Hornets. Down 19-12.
He'll walk it up. Over to the left it goes to Berry, high left wing. Screen from Koenig off to the right, and he gives it back to Burton on the right wing. Burton shaking and baking on the perimeter, now terminating the dribble. Nowhere to go. Finds Kuntz in the right corner. Up top back to Dale. Now back to Burton. Westrand trying to probe into this New Franklin defense, but really not succeeding well. It's back to a man-to-man. As Dale has it top of the key, he hesitates and drives, stops in the lane, puts it up from five, and it rolls out. But we'll see free throws on the way as a whistle and a foul with 3:41 to go.
Chris Sander was giving Jason Hannum the business there in transition a bit, and during those last set of New Franklin free throws, I can't say this with certainty by any stretch of the imagination, but I wouldn't be surprised if Sander and Hannum even know each other a bit, just from Hannum being a Moberly guy and a Moberly football assistant, and the length of Sander's tenure in the area, as Dale gets the second free throw to go, given Sander being a longtime Cairo guy and now coaching in Huntsville. But there've been a lot of fouls called today.
19-13 is New Franklin's lead, and it's ball right to left after the 1-for-2 from the line from Dale. He now has 7 points. In the corner is Dowell. His three is too short, and the rebound tracked down far side by Berry. He'll gallop across midcourt on the left side. Back up top it goes to Burton, and he'll reset the offense with 3:09 to go. Left wing Burton. Tax left side through contact. His shot from five is good. Smooth shot there by Trey Burton, his first 2 points of the day.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of him in this first half.
And New Franklin turns it over on the other end. 19-15, Westrand down four, but they get the ball back with 2:56 to go in the second. Dale will walk it up, 7 points for the junior today. Angles off to the left side. Picks up the dribble. Up top it goes. Burton launches a three, in and out. No rebound, New Franklin. Here comes Bailey leading the charge on the other side, moving right to left. A 2-3 zone from Westrand now on the defensive side. Perkins right wing bounces it baseline to Bishop. Now up top to Bailey. A whistle and a foul. Berry came soaring in. And he hit Bailey, so we'll be seeing two free throws from the junior with 2:29 remaining. First free throw off the heel, too hard. Have yet to see Ben Miller enter the game for Westrand. We saw plenty of him opening day on Tuesday.
Yeah, I was talking to coaches in the first quarter, so I was kind of just pointing him on the roster. I didn't know if maybe he was in foul trouble and I just missed it or what, but I guess he hasn't been in it at all then.
Second free throw miss. Score remains 19-15. Dale attacks right side. He's bumped and fouled. That will be the sixth team foul by New Franklin, so we'll have a baseline inbounds for Westrand with 2:22 remaining. Inbounder will be Burton. Left of his own basket. Out it goes to Black. He loses it, and another whistle and a foul. Now we'll see one and one free throws. Some more, just more whistles going on from this officiating crew. Clock has not moved from 2:20 in probably a minute or two. Black at the free throw line. First free throw up and in. 19-16, Westrand now down three. Second free throw, Black. The lefty, too hard off the heel. Rebound, New Franklin. Perkins walking it across midcourt, right to left for the Bulldogs. 2-3 Westrand zone. Bouncing it right to Bailey. Cross-court pass, left side. Dowell firing it underneath for Dorson. Dorson threw a double team, blocked away by Koenig, and Westrand comes up with it. Burton across midcourt, firing it right side to Dale on the right wing. Calling off a screen. He's got Koenig down low in the middle in the paint. He doesn't dump it in for him. Now to Black, left corner, three, nothing but net. Trayton Black with four. We're all tied at 19 with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Perkins between the rings, 2-3 zone Westrand, bounces it middle for Cowens. He turns it over, ball loose, and Perkins picks it back up for New Franklin. Dowell left wing, Takes one dribble to his left, picks it up, now to Cowens. He takes a five-foot jumper, and he hits it. That's a hard jumper to make mid-range in the paint with the defense surrounding you. And the New Franklin back ahead by two, 21-19 with a minute 15 remaining in the second.
And Koenig had to strip there, but he gave it right back. He just needed to slow himself a bit as Black draws a foul and will have more free throws. And again,
Bailey frustrated on that when he looked at his coach like, I don't know what else I'm supposed to do there.
Right, and every crew is going to be different. I'm by no means in the business of saying whether it is or isn't a foul. I'm just saying one observation that's undeniable is Black makes the free throw. There are some crews that a little bit of incidental contact's allowed. You'll come across that a lot, but it's seeming like any kind of even like a bump or a nudge is that's the theme today as Black gets two.
Black now is six, all tied up at 21. 65 seconds remain here in quarter number two, 21 all in the boys' consolation game here from the Glasgow tournament. Right to left goes New Franklin with the ball, attacking his Hull. Baseline, no foul, yes, from Koenig. Double bonus for New Franklin. That'll be Koenig's second. Free throw on the way is missed to the right by Hull. And now Caleb Nagel checking in for Koenig. Hull spinning in his left hand, firing with his right, and he missed his second. Score remains 21-all. Outlet out to Black for Westrand, looking like they wanted to run. And they'll slow it down with 48 seconds remaining. Burton between the rings, the right-hand dribble for the junior. Hands it off to Koontz, top of the key, back to Burton right wing. Trying to attack right of the lane, splits a double team, his layup too long, rebound loose underneath, picked up by New Franklin with 30 seconds to go. Here's Perkins slowly across the timeline. More 2-3 zone defense by Westrand. He'll run out the clock here.
Perkins seems content to hold for one, even with 20-plus, now down to 14 or so.
10 seconds to go. Bouncing it right, now back to Perkins. He'll angle left side. Good defense by Dale. Now a whistle and a foul, and Dale is upset with that one. But there was certainly contact there with Dale and Perkins bumping together.
They let the first bump go,
yeah.
and then
they continued.
I was pleasantly surprised, actually, the first time, but then the second time it got called. And
6.5 remaining.
Dale gave a very demonstrative high five, or not high five, a hand clap, pardon me, as Perkins misses the first, and Chris Sander immediately pulled him over.
You want to make sure you don't get the technical or anything like that, as Perkins' second free throw is good. He now has six. 22-21, Koontz with four, with three, into the front court with two attacks, kicks it to his teammate in Nagel, and he misses short. So we'll go to halftime, 22-21, New Franklin with the one-point lead in this boys' consolation game. We'll be back on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Trying to rush to the bank after work before they close? Don't sweat it. Tri-County Trust in Glasgow strives to provide the best banking experience that fits your overall needs. With life comes busy schedules. Tri-County Trust offers online and mobile banking. It's like having your banker with you at home, on the road, or on your phone 24/7. Just what you need to make your busy life a little easier. Call or visit tricountytrust.com today. Member FDIC.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Coach Valerie Follin post-game after a 57-44 victory against Slater. What fueled the hot start for your girls tonight?
I think the performance we've had in the past few first halves, we were really motivated to come out firing for the first half and hopefully build ourselves a little hole so we didn't get into our predicament like we did with Glasgow. So they came out really hot, and then we kind of simmered off in the second half. I thought the lead was good enough that we could kind of get some more subs in. That didn't end up working out as well, but you know, I can't blame Slater for the fight that they put in the whole game. And it, I mean, it was close, and we live, we learn, and we realize, like, maybe to wait a little longer next time.
What the heck got into Abby Conroe today?
I think her performance against Westrand really fueled her fire to make some shots tonight, because she was in a little bit of a slump against Westrand, and then she just came out all blazes going for this game and just couldn't stop her, essentially. So.
And how does it feel to have a win under your belt here at the Glasgow tournament?
It feels amazing, especially because the girls have been in the consolation game for 3 years. This is the third year, and they haven't been able to pull out a win, so it feels really good. This is finally a winning record for them, even if we're only three games in. It's something for them, and so it feels really good, and everybody's excited. So,
Fan Head Coach Valerie Follin, appreciate your time. Thank Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you can win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/118. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Howdy, cowpokes. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Back here at Glasgow High School as we take a look at your halftime statistics. 22-21 is New Franklin's lead over Westrand here in the boys' consolation game. We'll have the boys' third-place game coming up after this here on 99.9 The Captain or CentralMoInfo.com. We got four more games on slate for you today, so no need to turn that dial from The Captain or if you're on your internet browser at CentralMoInfo.com. First half stats from this Westrand New Franklin boys consolation game. Leading scorer for all teams is the junior David Dale. 7 points for him on Westrand. Other scorers, Trayton Black with six, Trey Burton with two, Caleb Nagel with two, Kobe Coots with two, and Seth Berry with two of his own. On the New Franklin side, Tyler Perkins with six. He leads his team in scoring. Tyson Dowell, with four. Carter Bailey with two, Gavin Bishop with three, Trey Cowens with two, and Colby Anson with two as well. We saw a lot of back and forth play, certainly with plenty of turnovers by both of these teams. We saw that back in the girls' consolation game as well. Relatively early basketball games. So out of the norm is what Eric and I have been referring to Saturday morning syndrome for some of these teams. Just bad decisions, bad passing, some lazy moves as well. We'll see if they clean that up in the second half as the girls did in the girls' consolation game before this. We'll take one more break and be back with your third quarter. 22-21, New Franklin beating Westrand here in the boys' consolation game on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Dubert Enterprises of Moberly encourages everyone to come out and support your local teams as these students have worked hard within the classroom, during practice, and in the game. Show your Cairo Bearcat pride by wearing your black and gold while cheering them on. Good sportsmanship comes from within our community and begins with you. These students look up to each of you for your support. Dubert Enterprises of Moberly is honored to be part of Bearcat Country and proudly supports the Cairo Bearcats and Lady Bearcats.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Now, more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
Regional Missouri Bank is your locally owned community bank that offers prompt, quality service to the communities we serve.
With over 110 years of excellence behind us, we look forward to continuing to build relationships with customers like you.
We're here to be your bank. We have attractive deposit products,
competitive rate home mortgages, agriculture financing, and consumer loans,
as well as digital solutions to help you manage your money on the go. Regional Missouri Bank, with locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris.
Member FDIC.
Back here to start the third quarter on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. 22-21 is New Franklin's lead here in the boys' consolation game on regional radio, the Glasgow Tournament, the 88th Glasgow Tournament. New Franklin will start with the ball moving left to right. And they're already up one. Inside is Anson, triple teamed. He bounces it back out for Perkins. Attacks left of the lane, bounces baseline for Dorson. His layup blocked by the underneath area of the backboard. And Westrand comes up with it. It's Burton trudging across the timeline, moving right to left for this Westrand Hornets team. Westrand decked out in their green uniforms and white lettering. Inside is Dale. His layup, no, but a foul, yes. You saw plenty of whistles back in the first half. Combined 15 fouls, and one right here. First team on New Franklin. And Dale at the free throw line. There, we'll call this one on Dorson as Dale's first free throw up and in. He's got eight, and it's 22 all once again with 7:22 remaining in the third. Second free throw up and good. Nine for David Dale. 23-22, Westran, its first lead of the second half. 2-3 defense for Westran. Right side is Dorson. Up top, Perkins. New Franklin trying to find a hole in this zone. Bailey left wing. He'll dribble right hand, picks it up, and up to Perkins. It goes top of the key. Perkins at the free throw line, bouncing a left corner. Bailey now bounces it to the baseline for Anson, kicking it back out. Perkins, long three on the way, knocks it down. Tyler Perkins, 9 points of his own, and it makes it 25-23 in favor of New Franklin.
Hey, Dorson wide open on the wing, but I think Perkins is a guy they're pretty confident letting that ball fly.
Inside is Koenig, his layup too hard off the window, and the rebound New Franklin outletting out to Bailey right side, dribbling it off his right foot, out of bounds on the baseline. A turnover back to Westran, down 25-23. 6.5 to go. As Burton brings it up for the Hornets. Bounces it high right side for Nagel. Inside Dale, back to the basket, backing in. Pumps once, goes up, no, but gets fouled. Second free throw line trip for this half for David Dale. 6:17 remaining, his team down 25-23. That'll be the third personal foul called on Gavin Bishop. Dale's first free throw hits the front of the rim and spins in. He's got 10. First player in double digits today. Dale's second free throw, the righty puts it up and it hits home. 11 points, and we're all knotted up back at 25 with 6:15 remaining in the third. Perkins across midcourt, 2-3 zone Westran. Anson in the paint, kicking it back out for Dorson. Now it goes baseline for Bishop, and an offensive foul call. Bishop lowering his shoulder. Officials making New Franklin fans unhappy here with 6:04 to go in the third.
Dobson is fired up.
Yeah, he's talking angrily at the official. He is not very happy with that call. As Westran gets the ball back right to left, we're all tied up at 25. Burton will bring it up for Westran. An opportunity here for Westran to really take the lead, especially with this New Franklin team frustrated with some of these calls. Barry right side, Dale. Jabs left, goes right, attacks right to the lane. Fall away from five, rattles home. Dale now with 13. It's 27-25. Westran ahead by two with 5:40 remaining. Dale with the tip, and he saves it from going out of bounds, but back into the hands of Perkin. Underneath to Dowell, kicking it out back to Dorson, and he'll give it to Perkins, who'll reset the offense. Westran almost stealing that one, but New Franklin getting it back. Left to right go the Bulldogs. Inside is Dorson, shovels it, Anson underneath the basket. Layup good. Anson with four, and we're all tied up back at 27 with 5:20 to go in the third. Burton angling left wing. He'll get it back up top to Dale. Off a screen from Koenig to the right. Crossing over top of the key. Still probing inside. Handing it off to Barry. His three in and out. No from Long. But an offensive rebound, Nagel. Underneath the basket. A whistle. A timeout called by Chris Sander and Westran. He saw that his player was in trouble. Called the timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here with 5:47 to go in the third. 27-all. But we're seeing both teams, Eric, now kind of light up a little bit. They're starting to get in their offensive grooves, especially with Westran, who's starting to feel those shots. We saw Seth Barry take a long three. He normally doesn't do that unless the offense is really feeling something.
Yeah, and New Franklin on the other end is starting, or Westran rather on the other end, is starting to employ a lot of traps on the defensive end, which has left some shooters open on the perimeter for New Franklin if they can work the ball around a little bit. Our broadcast is brought to you by John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Dubert Enterprises, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, Fimler Tax and Accounting, Moberly Napa, all of Moberly.
Out of the timeout, Westran inbounding under its own basket. Barry bounces it to Burton, now back to Nagel, back to Barry left wing. He pumps on the three, attacks, and as he tries to fire up a shot from the free throw line, he's hit and fouled. And we'll see free throws from Seth Barry. That'll be the fourth team foul on New Franklin. They'll call this on Perkins, his second. No fouls called yet on Westran. That may be the case that New Franklin fans have right now. Berry's first free throw up and in. 3 points for the junior, and he puts West Strand ahead by one. Second free throw, Berry, short rebound, New Franklin. Left to right go the Bulldogs. White uniforms, blue lettering, blue stripe down the side of their jerseys. Pass into the left corner for Dowell. Bouncing it underneath for Dorson. Now to Bailey. Right corner three. In and out. No. Offensive rebound. Dowell. His putback blocked, but he's fouled by the body of Carter Koenig.
That's exactly what I was getting at, though, as far as those shots being maybe available. They basically got him wide open in the corner on that cross-court kick because of how much West Rand starting to overload things defensively.
Free throw coming from Dowell, and it rolls off to the right. West Strand remains ahead, 28-27, with 4:37 remaining. Black checking back in, and he'll get Nagel. Koenig checking out as well. So Dale, Berry, Burton, Black, and Koontz on for West Strand. Dowell's second free throw up and in, 28-all. Tied up once again. Inbound pass goes to Dale across the timeline on the right side. Dowell on him. Cross-court pass, Berry, left wing, open for three. Triggers it. It's short. Dale offensive rebound in the lane. Against a double team, he loses it. Ball is on the floor. Perkins dives for a whistle and a foul. And they called a push on Perkins. And this is not going to make New Franklin happy. Perkins was the one that dove for the ball. I'm not sure where that foul specifically was. But Westrand gets the ball back. All tied up at 28. Here comes Burton across the timeline, right wing. Into the corner, picks it up, now to Koontz. Back to Burton. Up top, back to Dale. Here we set the offense. All tied up at 28 with 4:10 remaining in the third. Dale going to work, hesitates, drives right of the lane. Floater right hand, short. Nansen skying for the rebound. A whistle on David Dale. On the rebound, that'll be Westrand's first team foul, 4 minutes into the second half. And that will be the fourth on David Dale. He's going to have to check out.
West Strand has some players. I know this game's tied up and we're just in a consolation game here, but I do think you're seeing a significant amount of ability upgrade in West Strand from where they had been the last couple of years with a combined 10 wins. You see the athleticism in Dale, and you see Berry right on cue with this type of ability.
Breakaway steal, Berry. His layup too hard. New Franklin gets it back. And Bailey dribbles it off his shoe into the hands of Koontz. 2-on-2, West Strand. Koontz throws it away. Perkins on the steal. 2-on-1, New Franklin with numbers. His layup blocked away by Burton, but he gets fouled with the body. And Perkins will go to the free throw line.
And finishing that point, if I could, that right there was Berry in a nutshell, was what I was about to finish my sentence with. You see the ability in the flashes. He's just not putting it all together. Like, he can get himself an open three-point look. He's just not finishing it, those type of things. So maybe when that all starts to mesh together as Perkins makes the free throws to give New Franklin the lead, then maybe you have a bit of a more full product.
Perkins in double digits. His second free throw drops home. 11 points for the New Franklin junior, and it's 30-28. Bulldogs ahead by two. Black with it for West Strand as he circles and chest passes it over to Berry on the left wing. Screen by Nagel. Berry off to the right. Now back up top, Burton. Burton with a Koontz screen between the rings. Drops it down to Koontz on the right of the lane. He goes through a double team. His shot blocked away by Anson, and New Franklin comes up with it. Up two. Perkins pushing the pace, left side, hesitates, to the rack, right side layup, yes, and the foul. Tyler Perkins going to work for New Franklin the last couple possessions. It's 32-28, and Perkins at the line for an and one. .301 remaining here in the third. Perkins and one free throw, in and out, no. Anson tracking it down, it goes off his leg. Out of bounds on the near sideline, right in front of the New Franklin bench. Back to West Strand. Down four now are the Hornets. Perkins now he is tied with David Dale to lead all scores. Dale on the West Strand bench with four fouls. Perkins gets the steal from Burton as Burton trying to call a timeout. Chris Sander is incensed right now. And New Franklin goes ahead 34-28. And Barry finally brings it across the timeline. Sander calls a timeout. He is upset at this official for not granting his timeout, which allowed Perkins to steal it from Barry, who just stopped because he assumed the timeout was going to be called and allowed Perkins to get the breakaway layup to put New Franklin up 34-28. 2:43 remaining in the third. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville is the place to find fried chicken, golden brown, juicy, and delicious. Now add mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans. Is your mouth watering yet? Stop in Tuesday through Saturday for lunch or dinner, and don't forget Sunday after church. Make that short drive to Huntsville and enjoy great food at a great price. Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Home-style food and a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
Back here at Glasgow High School, 34-28 is the New Franklin lead over Westrand. 2:43 to go. We saw some interesting developments with Chris Sander trying to call a timeout. And as Seth Berry brought it across midcourt, he got his pocket picked by Perkins, who had a breakaway layup easy enough to put New Franklin ahead by six. So Westrand will inbound the ball. It will be Burton. Circling over to the right side. Westrand moving right to left on your radio dial. Barry into the corner to Kuntz. Now back up top. It goes to Burton between the rings. Burton trying to make a move, and it's pickpocketed by Perkins again. He throws it away to Barry. Another steal by Westrand. They don't have numbers. Barry attacks the rack, splits the double team, shovels it to Burton in the lane. Easy layup.
That's a big-time pass from Barry. There he's using his ability to attack and create space to actually assist a teammate there. Really nicely done.
2 minutes remaining in the third. Inside to Anson. Layup through triple team. No, short. Kuntz the board for Westrand. 34-30 is New Franklin's lead. Here come the Hornets. Burton, hard pass, left wing. Barry back to Burton between the rings. Angles to the right side. Dribble handoff Black as he circles left on the perimeter. Hands it off to Barry to the right. Now another handoff Burton. Trying to attack and kicking, but it's tipped out of bounds in front of the Westrand bench. It remains with the Hornets as Koenig and Bain check back in. Barry checking out. 1:43 to go here in the third. Westrand inbounding right in front of their own bench on the near side. Nagel finds Burton in the backcourt, and he'll advance it into the forecourt. High right wing to Bain with the ball above his head. Back to Nagel up top. Swings it left side to Black. Inside Koenig. Back to the basket. Posting up. Turn. Shot left hand short. And New Franklin the rebound. Dowell hustling it to Perkins in the left corner. And Perkins will step back. Perkins 13 points. He's tied for leading all scores right now with 1:15 remaining in the third. New Franklin up 34-30 here in the third. And Bailey into the right corner for Dorson. 2-3 Westrand zone. Bailey finds Dorson on a give and go. Layup wild, hard off the window. Burton the rebound. Hustling it across the timeline. Left side Black. Layup through traffic. Short rebound. Bailey for New Franklin. Bulldogs escape some pressure. They are still up four with 50 seconds remaining in the third. Here's Dorson. Into the corner. Perkins left corner.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised even if at this stage of the game New Franklin wants to hold for one. They're that kind of coached, defense-oriented team. I know this is just a consolation, but almost setting a tone for your season and when these positions might reoccur.
It's easier to do that, too, with a zone defense because you're not
right.
Being pressured constantly.
Exactly.
22 on the clock. Attacking is Bailey. Blocked by Koenig. Into the hands of Burton.
And now you get that huge, just total shift there. Not only do you shoot it, but you miss. And now Westrand certainly ready to hold for one.
Burton by the timeline with eight. Angling left side with seven. Up top back to Black. He'll fire a three with five. Off the heel, no. Offensive rebound, Bain. Back out to Black, and it's to Burton at the buzzer. Too hard. He had to heave one up last second. I was surprised he was able to get it off.
I was too. And I know it's really early in the season. I'm seeing a trend, though, in a lot of these games of just poor clock awareness. You got to know when that first shot went up that he was trying to beat the buzzer, so you sure as heck better get the ball up because it's about to go to zero.
New Franklin outscores Westrand 12-9 in the third. We go to the final frame, 34-30. New Franklin ahead here in the boys' consolation game from the Glasgow tournament.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Ryan Skaggs in Moberly.
MFA Agri Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
Into the fourth quarter, Black nailed a three-point shot for Westrand to make it 34-33. So New Franklin now up by one as they move left to right here in the fourth. Hansen up top. Perkins, who has 13 points for the Bulldogs tonight to lead their team in scoring. Out it goes Dowell. His three, no. Koenig fighting with Hansen for the rebound. A whistle and a foul against Koenig. That'll be his fourth if it indeed is on him. Here to start the fourth in the boys' consolation game on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. We got four more games to go from the Glasgow tournament tonight into this evening as well. Koenig checking out. Kuntz checking in. Burton as well in for Westrand. And it'll be a baseline for New Franklin. Wide open. Bailey in the corner. His three puts it in. 37-33. Bailey now with five with 7:15 to go in the game. Westrand right to left with Barry high right wing. He attacks baseline. Stopped by Bailey. Has to kick it out back to Burton. And Burton will reset the offense up top. Swings it right side for Barry. He attacks with the right hand, weaving his way in the paint. Bouncing it left corner. Black. Three on the way. Long ball in the air. Kuntz offensive rebound. He puts it up from five. This one's going to be short. And it's corralled by New Franklin. A whistle and a foul going against Caleb Nagel.
Kuntz, great job to get that rebound. I'm not sure why he felt the need to force the shot up right there after, though.
He had a hand in his face, too. Good defense by New Franklin. And the Bulldogs with the ball back up 4:37-33, 6:51 to go as David Dale checks back in for Barry. Remember, Dale with four fouls. 16 fouls for Westrand, five for New Franklin. As Perkins trudges the ball up for the Bulldogs, left to right. He'll hold it up top, 2-3 Westrand zone, and he's just continuing to hold it. Swings it to Bailey, now back to Perkins. Really no pressure being put on by Westrand, interestingly enough, with 6.5 to go. Finally, Dale pushes up a little bit on Bailey, or excuse me, on Perkins by the timeline. Swings it to Dowell, back to Perkins. He's holding it on his right waist. Back to Dowell, right wing. Dale now kind of playing man-to-man on Perkins. Now swings it to Bailey, left wing, and he'll back it up. Clock continuing to tick at 6:14, a whistle, and a New Franklin timeout. Interesting. Seemed like they were running the clock, kind of what they wanted to do, but head coach Ross Dobson calls a timeout. 6:12 remaining in the game, 37-33, New Franklin's lead, and it's ball when we get back in 60 seconds on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fendler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fendler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fendler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
The Westrand Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westrand Hornets and Lady Hornets, who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westrand Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also still sign up to be a Booster member for the school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled cheeseburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Westrand Athletic Boosters.
out of the timeout. 6 minutes remaining here in the game. 37-33 is New Franklin's lead over Westrand. And Westrand now finally pressuring New Franklin. But the Bulldogs able to break it. Left of the lane. Layup nice and easy from Gavin Bishop. 39-33. Bishop now with 5 points of his own. Westrand taking it right to left. Kuntz to Dale, left wing. Dale circling right behind the back. Dribble as he attacks. Perkins comes up with a steal. He's been hot with his hands on the defensive side of the ball today. As they get to Bailey left corner. Anson baseline, kicking it back out. Down now to Perkins, top of the key. And New Franklin very satisfied to hold the ball as long as possible. Bailey directing traffic high left wing. Circling right on the perimeter. Now to Perkins in the right corner. Jabbing left. Now he attacks left. Stops free throw line to Anson. Right of the lane. Back to Bailey. He pumps. And New Franklin now pretty satisfied. Working as much clock as we approach 5 minutes remaining in the game. 39-33 is the Bulldogs' lead. Attacking and making on the right side. Gavin Bishop glides to the rack. And it's 41-33. Bishop with 7, and New Franklin pulling their lead ahead. Westrand, no answer for them on the offensive side of the ball. Kuntz to Dale, top of the key. He pumps, and a timeout call. Chris Sander wants a full timeout to talk things over. His team down 41-33, 4:43 to go here in the boys' consolation game. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The Westrand R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage Westrand Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend Westrand school activities. Go Big Green!
Back here at the Glasgow tournament. Ben Wittenstein, Eric Duick with you. 4:43 to go here in the game. 41-33 is New Franklin's lead. And Eric, New Franklin's just done a good job on the defensive end, turning up the pressure, getting steals, and having nice offensive possessions as well.
Yeah, I think some of it's been self-inflicted too on Westrand's behalf. I think both of these teams are showing signs of having early season breakthroughs. I think you're seeing a lot of reasons for optimism as far as both teams are concerned, because let's not forget Westrand's doing this without their back-to-back team-leading scorer.
Dale, right side, layup, good, through a double team. Dale with 15.
And we're not just talking about a guard here. We're talking about a 6'3", 275-pound presence that Westrand's missing right now.
41-35, New Franklin's up by 6, 4:20 to go. Bailey to Bishop. Perkins now right wing. He attacks right side through Koenig. Layup rolls off the rim. No offensive rebound. Dowell, and he gets fouled. So we'll see free throws now from Tyson Dowell. Substitutions. Seth Berry checking back in for Black. Or he'll get Koenig then, excuse me. Officials still trying to figure something out. New Franklin trying to get a sub in. Jackson Dorson checking in for Bailey. The line. Dole with 4, and he sinks one, have 5. 42-35. Second free throw up and in. Dowell with 6. 43-35, New Franklin's lead. 4 minutes remaining in the game. Berry into Kuntz to the corner. Back up to Dale, now to Black. Ball moving around the perimeter quickly for this Hornets team. Kuntz, dribble handoff, Berry, top of the key. Right side, Dale. Entry pass, Kuntz right block. Back out it goes to Burton. Now to Berry left corner. He attacks and tries to kick to Burton, who flared towards the baseline, but it was tipped out of bounds. And it will remain with Westrand with 3:43 to go. Inbounding in front of its own bench. Into Dale, circling in the lane, bouncing it right block. Kuntz mishandles, picks it back up. Now back to Berry on top of the key. Berry into the corner, Kuntz open for three. He fires, it's short. And rebound tipped around. Dowell comes up with it for New Franklin. 3.5 remaining. And New Franklin here, Eric, you'd imagine, would try to run as much clock as they can as Westrand is back to man-to-man defense.
Yeah, we're certainly at that stage of the game where it's not at all too early to start ticking some clock.
Attacking Bishop, layup good, and the foul. He is quick. He doesn't look it, but he's able to attack. A quick first step on the left side. Bishop now with 9.
Him making that versus maybe missing and you getting the ball back, that very well could do it at this point. I just don't know that Westrand has the offensive firepower to overcome
well,
that.
They're down 10 right now, and now make that 11. Bishop with 10. Two double-digit scores now for New Franklin. And it's 46-35, Bulldogs over the Hornets. Burton up top to Black. Back to Burton, attacking on Perkins, left of the lane. Picks up his dribble, hands it off to Dale, left wing. 3 on the way, off the heel. Rebound is grabbed by Dorson. And he'll hand it off to Bishop. Right-hand dribble across the timeline. Up top, back to Dorson, now to Perkins, left wing. Perkins on Berry, attacks to the rack. Left-hand layup rolls home. Hat rolled around the rim for a good 2 or 3 seconds. 48-35, Perkins now with 15. 2.5 to go. Kuntz right corner, jabs left, attacks right, double team layup, no, and he's going to the free throw line. Free throws from Kilby Kuntz, who you guys recently saw on the football field.
Yeah, he actually didn't play in Wednesday's affair here at the Glasgow tournament.
And he didn't play in the opener as well.
So that's good to see. I mean, that's a grind of a football season to just roll it right into basketball. Whether it's due to illness or being banged up, I wouldn't be surprised if that had to do with Ben Miller's absence as well as Kuntz makes that second free throw.
1 for 2 from the line. But as you said, it's certainly tough to go from post-game run in football as well, not only just a normal football season but from a deep post-game or post-season run. It's hard to recover from that and jump right into this basketball tournament as well. 48-36, New Franklin's lead at 12, 2:05 remaining in the game. Bulldogs with it, Perkins in the corner, he's bumped and fouled. That'll be the 9th-team foul on Westrand, 1-1 coming.
The Haytie team that defeated Westrand in action today. I wouldn't even be surprised if they're actually in action right now. I'm not sure what time that kickoff was, but yeah, some of these guys were one win away from not being here today.
Perkins at the free throw line for a 1-1. First free throw up and in. Perkins with 16. It's the second. 50-36, half century mark for New Franklin. As we're at under 2 minutes now remaining in the game. Burton across the timeline for Westrand. Hornets moving right to left. Black to Kuntz. Kuntz circling at the free throw line and kicks it back out. Burton left wing, triggering a 3, short. Offensive rebound, Dale saving it from out of bounds. He'll knock it off Anson. Out of bounds on the baseline, and it will go back to Westrand. Burton the inbounder. Gets the ball from the official, looking, finds Dale, left of the lane, pops from 10. That rattles home. Dale now with 17. Full court pressure, Westrand, 1:30 remaining. Bishop across the timeline to Perkins left wing. Perkins, double on the ball. Still looking. Spins away from Berry in the lane. Now he goes, loses it. Dale comes up with a steal. And Perkins comes back from behind and pokes it away from Dale. Another steal by Perkins. He's done a tremendous job today getting his hand on the ball and getting some turnovers forced by Westrand. 70 seconds to go. 50-38. New Franklin ahead 12. Perkins with it for the Bulldogs. Bouncing it left wing to Bishop. Now to Dowell in the corner. And it looks like Westrand pretty content in letting New Franklin run out the clock if they can.
You know, Westrand had its chances in this one. Just a couple of balls didn't go their way. A couple calls didn't go their way. A lot of little things. As now they do employ the foul, and I would think that would have to be the last one. I'm not sure anybody was on the same page on that possession. If you were going to foul, you would have fouled originally.
Yeah, not with 47 on the clock.
But either way, I do, having seen Westrand the last couple of years, think they do have a lot to build on from this game. I think Dale and Barry are pieces to build on offensively, as well as Trey Burton, who had a really versatile stat line in their season opener against South Shelby. But again, you know, guards aren't easy to replace by any means, but then again, you think about how rare it is to have a 6'3", 275-pound guy, and he's just absent in this one as Perkins gets both. Maybe they'll be in better shape moving forward. Meanwhile, New Franklin, scrappy as ever.
Perkins has crossed the 20-point mark. And Westrand continuing the foul with 36 to go. They're down 14. Not really sure what the point of that is.
That might have been player employed. I'm not sure that was even called for. But either way,
Perkins at the line again. Perkins with 22 now. Make it 23. Sinks them both. 54-38. Dale pass inbounds was kicked. Burton will bring it up for Westrand. Attacks and kicks. Barry left corner. He'll let fly a three. Too hard. And the rebound to Bailey. And that will just about do it with 25 seconds to go. Bailey will bring it across the timeline. 54-38 will be your final score as New Franklin walks away with the consolation victory here in the Glasgow tournament. We have to name our player of the game as well, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We'll give it to the junior, Tyler Perkins, 22 points from him. Tremendous effort on the defensive side of the ball as well, forcing turnovers, and helps New Franklin to a 54-38 victory over Westrand in this consolation game. Well, I'd like to thank some of our sponsors, Exchange Bank of Missouri, with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ray Carroll County, Grain Growers of Slater, Marceline, R5 School District of Marceline, McNinn's Main Street Pub of Fayette, Howard Electric serving Howard County and portions of northern Boone County, Southern Randolph County and southeastern Sheraton County, Marklin Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin, Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, and Bach Yeager Funeral Home in Columbia, Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina and Cairo, Airlink Wireless of Salisbury, covering Sheraton, Howard, Saline, and Carroll counties, Oldham Monument LLC of Marceline. We'll take a break and be back with final thoughts and get ready for your third place game coming up next. Don Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even